السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. We start off by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us a day of double Eid. The day of Jummah is a day of Eid for a believer. And then it's the day of Eid al-Fitr. So Allah Pak has given us Eid upon Eid. We are so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to see this day. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the tawfiq of seeing many, many more Jumu'ahs. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq of seeing many, many more Eids. He gives us, and together with that, the tawfiq of seeing it with afiyat. One is a person is being present and being alive, but one is having afiyah, ease in body, ease in mind, ease as far as his conditions are concerned. So this is a dua that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us afiyat in all respects, especially as far as our iman is concerned. So we find that this day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us is a day of enjoyment also and a day of reflection. I thought of just mentioning a incident or a little bit of a karguzari of our stay that we had in 1998. We happened to visit the Gaza Strip, which is very, very famously known now for all the bombardment and all the attacks that are taking place. Over a month we had spent in this Mubarak place. And we had spent time there to learn so many qualities that these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. That is the biggest open air prison in the world. That everything around there, nobody can come in, nobody can leave. Goods are searched, like you can't believe. Trucks are searched, and every truck that is coming in, every tire is searched, under the truck is searched. Everything is searched. What can come in, what can leave. These people are completely barricaded. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, poor people, they're not wealthy people, they're very, very, very poor people. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them hearts of gold. They spend the month of Ramadan there, and every house that you would go to visit after the time of iftar, every single home will insist that you must have something before you leave. And if you don't, then the lady from the house, from the back, will scream to the husband, begging the husband, that ask these people please to stay and eat something, join us for some meal. They hardly had any food, but what they had, they wanted to serve. And like almost a staple serving was this dry corn, the dry millets that you'd get. That was like a staple serving that they would generally eat amongst the friends. The food also was very, very basic that they would eat. And if you look at the spirit of the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these people, outwardly, yes, there is some shortcomings as far as the sunnah is concerned, but I'm speaking internally as far as the heart is concerned. And outwardly is very, very important, but inwardly also is important. But just to take some lessons from the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these people, that every one of them has got that desire that, oh Allah, you use me, you use my life, you use my family for the deen. Oh Allah, if you have to take my family away too, there's no problem. If you have to take me away for your deen, it's actually something of pride. I'm not sad that I'm taken away from your deen. How we have outside our houses, sometimes a person will have tiling outside his house. Somebody will paint outside his house. Somebody will put some type of decor outside the house. Most of the homes there, most of the buildings there, don't even have paint outside their homes. But you'll see in paint written on the walls, different inscriptions of different names. And nearly every home has got a name inscribed on it outside. And you ask them that, what are these names inscribed on the walls? So they'll tell you that these names are members of our family that have become shaheed in the path of Allah, that have been killed for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that have been killed defending our deen and defending our home. So they'll tell you so much of pride, and they say there's not hardly a single family here who doesn't have a family member that has become shaheed. This is something of pride for us. We take pride that our family members' lives can be given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that makes us happy. And that love and that muhabbat is something that can't be expressed. If a youngster has to give a simple talk in the masjid would be packed to capacity, packed to capacity. And after the talk is finished, a simple jamaat talk, like what we would normally say, like a 6 points talk, that really doesn't mean too much to us in our country. But there they will listen, and after they would listen to the talk, nearly every single person will stand to meet the person. Meet him with such muhabbat, such love, And everyone will say, please, is there anything that I can do for you? Is there anything that I can help you? The masjids itself also, such poor conditions. But yet they didn't deter them from coming in droves to the masjid for the salah, for the tarawih salah. Most masjids hardly had windows. No windows, and some masjids didn't have doors. So when we would stay in the masjid also at night, it was winter, it was freezing cold. Can you imagine the wind that is coming in? There's no windows, there's no doors. It used to be freezing cold and freezing cold water. But they didn't deter and stop these people from performing their Fajr Salah, from coming for the Salah and participating in the Dini programs that were taking place. So this is the spirit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason I'm mentioning this is sometimes we find it hard to give up gunas. Sometimes we find it hard to give up sins. That person that is addicted to that pornography is finding it very hard to give it up. That person who's got a haram illicit and he wants to talk and keep that contact. That person who's got contact with female ghair mahrams in the family is feeling it so hard to give it up. That person that is involved in riba, he's taking interest and he's paying interest to the bank, he's feeling it so hard to give it up. That person who's involved in all type of grey stocks and other things that are not permissible, we find it so hard. We got some riba to some back checking. We find it so hard to leave. But these people are people that find it easy to give their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why can't we give up sins for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So anyway, I want to just mention one incident, that before we were leaving that place, we asked the Amir of that place that give us some advices. Now we are leaving, we are going from here. So he said he gave us some advices, such beautiful advices. The more I reflect upon it, the more we think about these advices, the thing, the more the beauty in these advices. So he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person four capabilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person four quwwas, four strengths. And to the extent that we utilize these quwwas and these strengths for deen, to that extent we will progress. And to that extent, a person for that matter, even if he uses these four capabilities in other matters, but he'll find progress. The first power that Allah subhanahu, the first capability that Allah has given every person is this financial ability. Doesn't matter whether he is a poor person or he's a rich person. To a certain extent, every person has got some type of financial ability. He's got wealth and is able to do something with his wealth. So this is the first ability that Allah Pak has given us. And this financial capability is the easiest thing to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, for charity, it's very easy for a man to give his wealth. You ask him to give his time, there's a certain program here, or to meet a certain person, or come out in the path of Allah. It's a bit hard for him now, because now he has to give his time. So that is a bit difficult, but here's a check, I can give you a check, or there's I can contribute this amount. That is the easiest thing to do, is to fend from the financial ability that Allah has given you. The second ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, is this ability of ourselves. In other words, our physical selves, our bodies, the strength, this energy that Allah Pak has given us. This is another ability and capability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person. And to the extent that we use this for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that extent also we will progress as far as our deen is concerned. One is our ability from the financial side and one is from the physical side. And then the third capability and the third ability Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person is this ability of the mind. The ability of the mind, that a person uses his mind and he applies his mind in whatever he does. If he applies his mind and he uses his mind in what he does, this person will progress not only as far as deen is concerned, as far as the dunya is concerned. Unfortunately, this cell phone and the social media has stole the mind of many a child, has taken away the educational, has taken away the mental capabilities of many, many children. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yahya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who is the father of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, has mentioned that a student, doesn't matter how intelligent he may be, if he gets carried away by too much of socializing, by too much of mixing, too much of meeting, in our circles, in our understanding, too much of chatting in different groups, talking too much on the phone, mixing too much, he says it doesn't matter how intelligent the child is, a time will come when his intellectual capacities will become useless. Why? Because he's mixing too much, talking too much. Every bit of information he receives, he wants to digest it. Everything he wants to. So his mind is not there. And how often, you'll see it even on Eid day, if you just look around, we'll see we may be sitting with the family. Look and see how many people are on the cell phones. Look and see how many people's minds are there. Allah Pak mentions in one ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَشَهِيدٌ. That these signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us in the Quran, that there are various quotations, the various ayat, the various things that we are seeing around us. These signs are there for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِمَنْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ. For that person who lends a good ear. لِمَنْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ. That person who lends a good ear. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. whilst that person is present, what it means is whilst his mind is also there. Whilst his mind is also there. So today you'll find many, many people, it doesn't matter how intelligent they are, they'll be sitting together in one gathering, but every second person is on his phone. He's there, but his mind is not there. So therefore, before we decide to give our children cell phones, think to ourselves, do we want to render their mental capacity useless? Think of the old days, if somebody had to ask us, what is your auntie's phone number? Immediately, every person will know that this is the phone number. You can ask them for 10 phone numbers, they'll know 10 phone numbers. Today you ask a person, what's your brother's phone number? He said, I'll send it to you. He looks up in his phone and he'll send it. Sometimes you ask a person, what's the date? He'll have to take out his phone to see what the date is also. So like that, the mental capacity of a person is reducing so significantly. Things that we would remember, points and areas and names that we would remember, the mental capacity is being lost by the excessive use of social media. I don't say we don't need to use it, but the way it is being used now, it is unnecessarily being used. Rather, the better thing we should do is have a certain time, office hours, I will be engaged in the social media. Outside office hours, I don't use it at all. Let me engage my time in something that is more profitable. Otherwise, we are wasting our capabilities. So this is the third thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person, this mental capacity. And then he said the fourth power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person is the heart. The power of the heart. When the power of the heart is in something, when a person's heart is in something, then automatically the first three powers will all come into place. All three powers will be there. He'll give everything. It doesn't matter whether he has to give his wealth, he has to give his self, he has to give his thinking, he has to give his life also. He'll give his life also if his heart is in it. So these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that they have got their heart in certain things. They have got their heart in their deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala improve them as far as their deen is concerned. May Allah back improve us as far as our deen is concerned. If we put our hearts also in the deen, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in following the sharia, then we will find it will become very easy for us to spend our money in the right direction, to use ourselves in the right directions, in the right places, to use our mental capabilities and to love the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all our might. Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.